Whether you are getting ready for rocket football or the 4th of July, you're going to need plenty of firepower. And you can get that at the Mega Fireworks Store, located at the Old Pantry Building. They're the sponsor of today's rocket football update. Crittenden County athletes are getting ready for the football season. They're in full swing in summer workouts, conditioning programs, and this week was also the youth camp. A lot of activity going on at the high school football field as the Rockets wind down a little bit. The dead period's coming up starting next week. They'll have two weeks off. But for now, they're full gear. You're going to hear from Hunter Boone, the quarterback, and his favorite target, receiver Ethan Dossett. They're going to tell you a little bit about what they've been up to during the preseason workouts here, the summertime workouts, conditioning programs. And they're going to reflect on what they will be doing over the dead period. And while it sounds like it'll be time for rest and relaxation, that's just the opposite of what will be happening. So we're going to visit here with Hunter Boone and Ethan Dossett.
What have you all been doing since you started summer workouts, Hunter?
We've just been trying to get all of our positions ready, find out where everybody needs to play. We got a whole bunch of freshmen that could do a lot of damage. So we're just trying to figure out positions. We're going over some plays. We have a couple of plays put in already. Defensive schemes are already put in. Just a lot of that stuff.
What about the receiving corps?
We've been trying to cover the basics for all the new kids. We're pretty deep at receiver this year, but we've also worked in a few competitions like two-on-ones and King of the Hill, you know, where two-on-ones you have two defensive backs on you. And one receiver, and you get four attempts to score a touchdown. You know, you catch the ball, and that's where the ball resets. You keep going. Receiver scores. Defense has to do push-ups.
The
whole mentality from what I've been here before has changed a lot. You know, we worked hard in the past. This year, where everybody seems to be working really hard. We've conditioned every day, trying to get in shape for the season. And
high expectations.
Yeah, I've noticed just from watching, you know, we'll do some team drills. I've noticed the offensive line, they've been working hard. They look great. Defense looks really good. And I think, offensive line's going to open up some alleys for Devin this year, and they'll give Hunter a lot of time to sit back and throw. And defense looks really great, too.
Hunter, what is the dead period? We're right here on the cusp of the dead period. What does dead period mean to you?
Dead period means you continue working on conditioning to get back to the conditioning test.
Good answer.
Yeah. Dead period means you're working just the same.
You just don't have a coach around, right?
I don't have a coach around. Yeah. You got your own coach.
You going to take any time off?
Maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, that's good.
We don't want to come back not in shape for the conditioning test.
All right. What does it mean? What does dead period mean to you?
Like you said, it's also, you know, just getting in shape and making sure you're running so you can come back and be ready for the conditioning test. But it's also having fun. It's about getting the team together, some bonding, play a football game, do some 7-on-7, just work out
during the dead period. Y'all are going to do that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, where will you do that at?
We'll probably usually meet up at the park.
Yeah.
Because we can't be here.
Right.
Usually at the park. Sometimes we'll get up there on right next to the soccer field and we'll play some games, you know, and just work out together and have a good time.
Well, don't get on the baseball field.
Don't get on the baseball field.
That'd be a good place to do it. What are the expectations this year, Hunter? That's what I hear around town a lot. Football, Rocket football this year, a lot of high expectations.
The expectations we have for ourselves is obviously a state championship. Mm-hmm. We believe we have the team to do it. We just have to come every day and prepare like we want to win a state championship.
What's it going to take?
It's going to take everybody. Yeah. It's going to take everybody and 110% from everybody.
Yeah. We got some new players this year, don't we, Dawson?
Yes, sir.
Who are they?
Well, Preston Turley came out. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do out here. He gets Hunter a real big target. Parker Johnson moved in from Apollo. He's never played football before, but, he's pretty athletic looking. Hopefully he can learn the game and get out here. And then we have a pretty good freshman class. Dylan Yates has stuck out to me so far. I like to see he's going to get some playing time. He's been out here competing, working hard. You know, we just have a pretty good crop of freshmen coming in.
Don't you have a new lineman that moved in from Indiana?
Bill Ingwell. Yeah, so far he's been out here. He seems to have pretty good knowledge of the game. He's been working really hard. At first he's a little bit out of shape, you know, when we're running, but he started to pick up a little bit, and he's starting to finish now instead of sitting out, and that's good when you get a player to where he's going to finish strong instead of quitting on you. So.
Well, what about your quarterback? Is he in good shape? He looks like
he's cut weight, you know. He's always had a pretty weak arm, so hopefully we can get that figured out and
What have you done here, Hunter, to reshape? I mean, you lost some weight.
I have no idea. Huh? I'm not eating as much, I guess.
Yeah. How much you weigh now?
211 is what I weighed in at Lindsay Wilson Sunday.
What did you weigh last year?
232.
Wow, he's dropped 25.
Yeah, 232 at the end of basketball.
So that's good. That's real good. What about these camps you've been to and the combines? Anything special stand out in your mind on any of that?
Just the way that you can come together with kids you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
You come together and, you know, we do one on ones. It's like a football mindset with the world. It's just like, you know, it's all the same. Everybody thinks the same. If you think football, you think the same, and you know what the next person's going to do and what he's going to do, either outside release or inside release or anything like that. It's a fun time. I enjoy that.
What about Ethan Dossett's performance at Combine?
He's been kicking butt. Huh? He's been kicking. We went to UT Martin the other Saturday, and he made people look silly.
Hey, that's good when you go to that. How's that feel, Ethan?
It's just good to go out there and, you know, see what other kids from other schools are bringing. It's a lot of competition out there, and it's fun to go out there and, you know, see where you really match up, because all kids come to the best of the best from around here. You know, they're coming to compete just like you are. So it's good to see, you know, how you match up against them.
Well, I know the whole town's excited about Rocket football everywhere I go, from the barbershop to the grocery store already. This early, it's mounting this early, and that's great. I know you guys will be glad to see Friday night everyone show up, huh?
Yes, sir.
How important is that?
That's very important. You know, they see the whole bowl of Rocket Stadium here at the football field when it's set up. It's an unbelievable feeling.
I noticed where in the Paducah Sun, I think they had like a top 10 football moments of the year, top 10 sports moments of the year. One of them was our game against Ballard.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that game probably remembered for a long time. That's good to see we're finally getting some recognition.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Appreciate it.